So the question was asked, if you're dating and you see that there's a difference of observance level between the two of you, and yet you think that it can work, how do you approach this thing? So I want to begin a few steps back. Sometimes when answering questions, I say things that sound contradictory, but that's because I think there's a balance and there's legitimacy on both sides, so we have to be aware of both sides and know when to apply which. And that's a little complicated. It's good if you have someone who you could work with on the point. And that's what I'm about to do now. On the one hand, there's an aspect that we don't have to be exactly at the same place religiously. Meaning, there can be a certain space between us, provided that it doesn't cross certain lines. I'm not my wife's mashgiach, and she's not my mashgiach. If my wife wants to get up and daven 3 times a day, and that's fine by me, and I also daven 3 times a day, but maybe I don't make minyan 3 times a day, and if she were a boy, she'd make minyan 3 times a day. That doesn't have to be a problem. It can be, it doesn't have to be. If a husband is very careful about brachos, and his wife sometimes forgets to make blessings, I don't think that should be a problem. If a husband has tremendous kavanah in his prayer and a wife doesn't, I don't think that should be a problem. But if a husband wants his wife to cover her hair and she doesn't, that's a problem. And this is an area where guys encounter difficulty often. We have to know that there's a difference between a girl that doesn't want to and a girl that won't. If we're dating a girl that didn't grow up very religious, so then we have to understand, and I'm going to quote a mashal that my wife once gave one of the guys here at the Machon, that for a girl who grew up loving her hair, taking care of her hair, and suddenly she becomes more religious and discovers she's going to have to cover that hair, that's the equivalent of telling a guy, from now on, once you get married, you're going to have to walk around in pink. Some guys like pink, but imagine a very feminine pink. Imagine someone told you, from now on, you got to walk around pink. You get married, you have to wear pink. So this was my wife's mashal, and I think it's a good one. Or, I don't know if you like your hair, but imagine they told you you had to shave your head. You have to walk around bald. So for many guys, that would be pretty traumatizing. What do you mean, bald? I'm not bald. Well, I am, but we're getting there. But most guys aren't. So for a guy who isn't, that can be traumatizing. I mean, I'm not going to have my hair. For a girl, covering her hair can be the same amount. So when a girl tells you that's going to be difficult for her, you can discuss it and understand, well, is she going to do it or not? And that goes to a more general question. Are we going to observe halacha on things that are clear? Meaning there are areas which you could say there's a lot of leniency. I mean, do I eat this hechsher or that hechsher? I don't care. Do I eat heter mechir or do I eat otzer bezin? I don't think that's something a couple should break up on. If one side says, I will eat heter mechir, and another one says, my rabbi says, not eat heter mechir, so you decide how you'll decide halacha in your home. And it could be that you'll have a liberal home, that one side will say, I don't eat heter mechir, and the other side will, and that's fine. Rabbi Feinstein didn't eat chav stam when he didn't have to, only ate chav Yisrael, and his wife did. That's not a big deal. There's nothing wrong with that. There has to be certain breadth in every home. A couple can't be exactly the same in everything they do. But that's within a certain range. Covering hair, I think, is a pretty basic thing. But it depends on what it is to the guy. Some guys say, look, I'm not yet keeping everything I should keep. If a guy tells me I'm not yet keeping Shabbos, sometimes I have to make a phone call to my parents on Shabbos. So when that guy comes and says, but she's not going to cover her hair, I'll say, well, you work on your thing and she'll work on her thing and maybe it can still work. I have to question, and that's really a question that should supersede this question, has a person reached the point where he should be dating? Meaning, has a person at a certain plateau? If he's reached that plateau and he's saying, where I am today is that certain mitzvot I'm doing and certain mitzvot I still have to work on, so then maybe if he feels and he's going to date anyways and he's going to get married at that state, so then, well, she also is at that state. How can you decide which mitzvot yes and which mitzvot no? So you have to figure out some kind of formula. What's important to me and what's not. And couples do figure out formulas. There has to be an understanding what's going to be important to us. But if we're dealing with a case, which is what I hope we're dealing with, where the guy says, I try to keep most mitzvot. I still have to work on things, but I'm trying to keep mitzvot. There's no mitzvah that I say, I'm not holding there yet. No, I keep all the mitzvot. This is where a person should be holding. Yes, I sometimes err. That's where everyone's holding. We all sometimes say Lashon Hara, and sometimes we're not careful enough about our brachos, Ram Kavano, or getting up for minyan or other things. We all have things to work on. But all in all, we're trying to keep all mitzvot. There's no one mitzvah which we say, I'm not holding there yet. We try to keep all mitzvot. And the girl comes and says, look, there are certain mitzvot that I don't see myself doing yet. I'm not going to be shomer negiya. I'm not going to dress modestly. I'm not going to cover my hair. Or other things. So then, I think that's an issue. I think that's a problem. I don't see how you could bridge that gap, because the question is, with what formula are we living? Meaning, if I have a formula that says, I strive to keep all mitzvot, and she has a formula that says, I'm not yet holding by keeping all mitzvot, the question is, how can you bridge that gap? If a couple's already married and that's the situation, so then they sit down with the rabbi and they figure out, okay, here are the mitzvot that are relevant to the husband. There has to be an understanding that we're keeping them together. We can't have a situation where he's eating kosher and she's saying, I'm not yet holding there. Well, then how are we going to run this house? So she's going to cook her own food and I'm going to cook my own food. Things are workable sometimes if they must be, but that's not an ideal situation to get into. The idea, when we're dating, we're not looking to enter marriage where she's going to have her dishes and I'm going to have my dishes, or I'm going to cook my own food, or I can't trust her on the laws of family purity. We're not looking for those issues. Even though I might think she's a wonderful person and she has great potential, but if that's where she's holding today, then it's not a good idea to continue. Give her time to grow, and then maybe in 2 years you'll date again. So I think that firstly, if and hopefully a person has reached a point where he's at least holding by, I'm trying to keep all mitzvot, then he should be looking for a girl that's saying the same thing. And when a girl says, well, I don't know about covering my hair, then that has to be spoken about with caution. Because for a girl that just did tshuva, remember that that's going to be a very hard point. Now, that doesn't mean that you should necessarily give in if she says no. If she says no, so you can say, okay, well, that's not the type of life I want to lead. I want a wife that's going to be dressed in, and I want a wife that's going to cover her hair. You want to leave a tefach by tefach uncovered? Fine, Rabbi Feinstein says you can do that l'chatchila. One hand's width by one hand's width. That's a lot of hair you could leave out. According to Rabbi Feinstein, you could do that l'chatchila. I don't mind, do it. That you could do. You want to leave a ponytail that's a tefach by a tefach? No problem. At some place in your head, a total, you could leave that uncovered and you have who to rely on, and fine. You want to do that? I don't care. But you want to tell me you're not going to cover your hair when you go outside of the house? So then you're basically telling me there's a basic thing of Judaism that you're not yet holding by keeping. So I don't say that you should mix it at that point. A girl might tell you, look, it's hard for me, I still have to work it out. And then you could say, okay, so think about it and see where you're holding. And you don't have to stop dating. You could continue another date or two or three. But at some point within that range, she should give you back feedback. I'm going to do it. I know it's going to be tough, but I'll do it. I'll live up to it. And then you have to decide, can you rely on that? Probably yes. Probably yes. If that's the only point. But once you start seeing that that's not the only point, that she says, well, I'm used to wearing pants. And you say, yeah, but I learned pants isn't supposed to. No, you're supposed to wear a skirt that goes beyond the knees. And she says, well, I'm not used to waiting between meat and milk. And you say, yeah, but really, you're supposed to wait. You don't want to wait 6 hours. We'll see what the rabbi says, how much you can wait. You have to look at the core of things. You have to look at the root and say, wait a second, what formula do I use to make my decisions? And you have to be realistic, because we tend to misjudge ourselves. We tend to think, I do all the halachos. I do whatever the Torah says. We have to ask ourselves, is that true? Or are there things that we're not really looking at? Are there points where I'm not holding there either? I'd rather not know. Like one guy came to Machon Neir and another guy sees him shaving with a razor. So he tells him, you know, you're not supposed to shave with a razor. So he says, I heard that if you know exactly where, it's okay, and don't tell me different. So sometimes we play that game with ourselves. I'd rather not know. So that's not called that I'm doing what the halacha says. I think we have to look at the root of things. Where am I holding at the root of things? What's my formula for deciding things? And where is she holding? And not where would I like to be holding? That's a separate question, which we should also match on. But first I have to ask, where am I? And talk to her about where she is, with a lot of understanding. Once I've covered that, then I can move on to the next question of where would I like to be, and where would she like to be? But those are two different questions.
So, if I understood it correctly, if, let's say, the guy is so weak to the point where he says, I'm trying to keep all this law, and he invades with a girl who says, I try to keep all this law, but covering my head would be difficult for me at this point of time. Is it wiser to reach a point in the dating when she really commits to covering her head right after she gets married? Or you could also give her time to work on that once she actually gets married?
Because you're asking the question, I'll answer the question. But I would like to say that I think if a person is in that situation, it would be best to consult with a rabbi that knows him well and hopefully could know her well or can hear the details of her growth. Meaning there are people that have steady growth and they say, I'm going to get there, I'm just not there yet. And then you have to gauge, can I rely on it? In general, it's not so good to rely on things changing after marriage. And not only that, but there's an aspect where after marriage, she's doing you a favor. You'll say, but you didn't do me a favor. That's the halacha. But she'll say, yeah, but I wasn't there yet. Before marriage, you can say, look, I'm not sure if we match. This is what I need. I don't see myself marrying a girl that's not going to cover her hair. I don't see how that's going to work. That's not halacha. That's what I was taught. Let's find something that you feel comfortable with. But that, even what I'm saying now is coming on too hard. I would much rather you find someone who she could talk to. And so she should feel comfortable covering her hair, or she could work on it and discuss it with someone and give her time and space. And you have to remember that it's very important that couples give one another space to grow, to go up and to go down. We all have our ups and downs, so we have to give one another space. Imagine you don't wake up for minyan one morning and you come to the breakfast table and your wife is looking at you upset. And you say, what's wrong? And she says, what kind of house are we leaving? What are our kids going to see? Our kids see you daven at home? You'd feel a little lousy. You'd say, in my own house? I need a mashgiach. you wouldn't feel too happy about it, right? She can't live with that either. So religion in marriage is a sensitive issue. It has to be discussed, and we have to have an understanding of what the parameters of what we owe one another is. Meaning, she might say, look, what I expect is that you kill yourself, but you get out of bed. It hurts me if our kids see you down at home. You want to come back and nap. You want to go nap at work. You want to do something else, fine. You want it to be at the expense of eating supper with the family, and then you'll have to sleep, fine. But there are certain things that kill me. That I need you to do for me. And you might say, look, I don't see how we can fit with the crowd that I want to fit if you're not covering your hair. I understand it's working. I understand it's going to take time, so work on it. But it's much better if things are done. She speaks to someone she knows, and she thinks about it, and she works it out herself. It's always better when we grow on our own. Well, then it's more true growth. And there's always the risk that she'll feel like, I did that for you. I'm not yet holding there. That's a tough one to gauge. I would much rather you or whoever it is discuss it with someone who knows you and her well. And I also think that Rav Yoav Malka has much more experience than me. With the guys who are in flux, guys who are dating and are still growing, and girls who are dating and still growing, and I would much rather hear what he has to say. Meaning, I'm telling you off the cuff, but there are a lot of nuances that we're not going into here. And I think that this deserves a more personal answer for each case, to the extent that I'm not even sure I'm going to upload this to the website. I'm scared it's going to be misunderstood. Because each case needs its own personal attention here. It depends on his growth, her growth, their relationship, how much the issue is charged between them, meaning how much has been said already, how much is this a pressurized issue, and how much is it just being discussed. And again, you have to take caution. Just because she's saying it's hard for her doesn't mean she's not going to do it. And just because she says she's not yet ready to do it doesn't mean she won't do it. And again, you have to ask the question, where is the root of this? Because once you get married, there are going to be at least 12 days a month that you're not allowed to touch one another, you're not allowed to have the beds together. You have a lot of laws of family purity that aren't easy to keep. And if this is hard, that's going to be hard as well.
How many days a month?
At least 12.
Ooh, 2 weeks.
Usually more like 13 or 14.
2 weeks.
So that's not an easy thing to keep. Everyone keeps it. Everyone that keeps mitzvot keeps those halachot. That's halachot in the Torah. But at the same time, when a person tells you, if this is tough for me, I don't know if I'm going to keep that, then if that's where the person's holding, you have to understand, what about other things? What about when it's not going to be easy to keep Shabbat? That happens. There are always going to be halachot that are difficult to keep. So that's what really needs to be discussed. Where's it all coming from, and where are we going to?